My brother kept interrupting me when I was telling Mom about volcanoes. I told him to mind his own business.
When you say mean things to others, it's like your mouth is a dangerous volcano, too. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in. Volcanoes are a dangerous and powerful part of nature. They erupt when pressure builds up under the surface, and then, boom, hot molten rock comes spewing out in a dangerous flow. Our words can be like that too if we aren't careful. That's why it doesn't make sense for Christians to say mean things to other people. James chapter 3 verse 10 says, "Blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right." And now for our story. It's entitled Lava Lips. "Hi, Mom," said Journey as she opened the front door. "We had the best class today. We learned about volcanoes." "That sounds interesting," said Mom. "I remember studying them in school. They're a fascinating part of nature." Journey nodded. "My teacher had a small model of a volcano. She could even make it erupt. Do you know what erupts from a real volcano?" "Lava, hot gases, and rock fragments," answered Journey's brother Nash, who had also just gotten home from school. Journey frowned. "I asked Mom, not you," she snapped. Then she went on telling her mom more facts about volcanoes. "Pressure builds up, and the red-hot ash blasts through the surface. Do you know where it erupts from?" she asked, looking at her mother. Nash answered again, "It comes from the mouth of the volcano. That's at the top of a cone-shaped mountain." Journey scowled at him. "Wrong," she declared triumphantly. "That's what it looks like, but the actual opening is lower than the top. It's called a vent." She made a face at her brother. "Shows how much you know, dummy. Next time, mind your own business." "Journey," said Mom sternly, "a volcano isn't the only thing with a mouth. We have mouths too, you know. Eruptions may not come from the mouths of volcanoes, but our mouths can erupt with hot, vicious, unkind words that hurt other people. We sometimes vent our feelings by spewing out angry words like what you're doing right now." "Well, I wanted to talk to you about volcanoes, not Nash," said Journey. "That doesn't make it okay for you to talk the way you did," said Mom. "When volcanoes erupt, the lava destroys whatever gets in its way, and the words that erupt from our mouths can do the same thing to other people's feelings. We can't control volcanic eruptions, but we can control the words from our mouths. The Holy Spirit helps us to do that so we can speak to others in a way that reflects the love of Jesus, who is always patient and kind with us." Journey sighed and turned toward her brother. "Sorry, Nash," she said. "I'll trust God to help me control my lava lips." Well, how about you? Do unkind words sometimes erupt out of your mouth? Just like lava, our words are destructive when we fail to control our mouths and let mean, hurtful words pour out. When you feel a hot, vicious eruption building up, remember that God gives you the power to control your words so you can treat others the way Jesus would. Trust Him to help you speak words that show others His kindness and love. Our key verse is James 3:10.
"Blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Surely, my brothers and sisters, this is not right."
And our key thought for today? Control your mouth. One of my favorite podcasts is the Unlocked Teen Devotional from Keys for Kids. There's a new episode every day for teenagers to grow closer to God. Just add it to the podcast you already listen to. Search Unlocked for Teens in your podcast app. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.